Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Good morning. Good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? For those of you that care to acknowledge it, happy Valentine's Day.
Hey. Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
Yeah.
I just texted you little Valentine's just now.
Oh, you did?
I just did. Yep. Happy Valentine's Day. It's a dancing kitty.
Oh, that's cute.
It's cute. It made me think of your love for cats. Anyway. No, it's... Anyway, if you can't beat them, join them, and you know, I do this all the Christmas, you know, all of them, all of the holidays, but I'm not going to lie, I have a red shirt on with roses on it. How appropriate. I gave, yes, yes, and you know, you got the heart-shaped donuts at Dunkin' Donuts because, you know, it's heart-shaped donuts.
That's
for a $6.99 or whatever it is, and got my son big old box of candy, and got Valentine's Day cards from my husband and my youngest, so yeah, it's sweet, so you know, and it's sweet too, a dear friend of mine texted me, and I actually told her that I started studying Course in Miracles. I'm on lesson 9. And we got together on, was it Sunday? Saturday, Sunday, I don't remember, over the weekend. It must have been Sunday because I didn't talk about it on the show. It must have been Sunday after the show. And, you know, she was saying, she was having these issues at work, and she's like, I don't know. I mean, I have really good insurance. I think I'm going to look into anger management. And I said, you know, that I'm not saying that that's, and I know her very well. I'm like, I'm not saying that that's a bad idea. But what I am suggesting is that you're just putting yourself into one box. You're putting yourself into an anger box. You know, there are deep-rooted issues that, you know, that find their way to the surface in everybody's life at different times, some more obvious than others, or it's perpetuated by a trauma or a crisis or just different ways that we're wired. And I said, maybe just look for a really good therapist that you could just talk to about everything before you just jump to a conclusion. It's not like you got written up by a manager saying that you can't keep your job unless you do anger management. But you're accusing yourself of that. And I said, no, I don't think so. I said, look, my whole issue is profound. Forgiveness, not dance around the, you know, I've been dancing around forgiveness my whole life, thinking that I'm authentically forgiving, but I realize now in this stage of the game that I have to really do the profound work of forgiveness ultimately with the goal of self-forgiveness. And it's not that there's anything that I'm guilty of or for, but just it's forgiveness as freedom.
Right.
So it's forgiveness as a path to self-liberation, not forgiveness like you committed this heinous crime or sin. Absolutely not. It's just the next layer of the journey to uncover. And if that incident that led me to this, where I was dealing with trust issues with somebody I'm very close to, and trying to remain, you know, civil with, trying to repair, if that was the thing to get my attention to do this work, then it's a gift and I get it. Although, you know, I don't need gifts like that, but whatever. you have a gift receipt. Is there, you know, what's your exchange policy? Is there, you know, how about a layaway plan? Is there, you know, what?
All right.
Yeah. What? How does one go about that? So what was so sweet today is that she said, you have no idea how much you helped me. I've been exploring A Course in Miracles, and I think I'm going to start doing it. So that just, and
oh,
that was
wow.
Her little, yeah, made me so happy. And this is somebody, she doesn't know I do the show. I mean, she probably will eventually,
right.
You know, doesn't know I do the show. We don't lead with the woo-woo, you know, most of my relationships, we don't lead with the woo-woo, you know, and that made me so happy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's good.
Yes.
Aw. That's good. We do have a hand raised,
okay.
So I thought we'd go into that.
Let's go in it.
And then if we have time, I'll talk about birthday dinner from last night, which was really fun. But,
oh, I want to hear about
that. Okay. Well, let's do...
who had a birthday?
Our caller. Oh, my friend, Namali.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday, girl.
He's like, yeah. So we all went out to dinner and... it was just everybody who came. I think we had 7 people at dinner. It was just a fun time. And the card I gave her was from her playing card in the deck of cards for.
Uh-huh.
So there, you know, there's that whole system of assigning a playing card to every day of the year. So she was a queen of diamonds. And there was one author I studied on, you know, over 15, 16 years, probably 20 years ago. And now there's a new author who's has an updated take on things, I think, or a different way of explaining it. I think it's basically the same information, but it sounds to me like it's a little more I don't know. I think it's just easier to understand. It flows a little better. So I just ordered the book. I saw it I bought the card at my local metaphysical bookstore in Atlanta. It's a Phoenix and Dragon. But the books are like hardcover, 20-something, close to $30. And I'm like, I wonder if they have it at Amazon, because I needed to order that book, the other book, the Life-Changing Foods book. And sure enough, everything's a little cheap on Amazon. So I ordered those 2 books last night. But I got her a card, and it's Queen of Diamonds. I read everything. I think, this is really inspiring. It's nice. I want to give it to her. And so inside is a blank, so you can write whatever you want. So I just wrote some things. And it was – she really appreciated it, because she's facing some new stuff, and she's dealing with some old stuff. I mean, that's very generic, but basically that's what's going on. And she found a lot of good things about the card that she's like, oh yeah, no, this makes sense. And, you know, even the stuff that says, you know, these are things you need to work on. Then she, at the end of the day, because her husband, I actually bought his card as well, even though his birthday is not till September, but he's the one that I tend to have these really crazy, metaphysical, spiritual conversations with. And he's like, yeah, we should, you know, you should come by like this weekend. Maybe we can all sit down and just catch up, because I haven't seen them in a while. And then they're leaving to go out of town in a couple of weeks as well, for, you know, like 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever. They'll be gone. And I thought, yeah, that'd be really good. But I knew, I said, I should go ahead and buy his card, because I don't think I'm going to wait till September to give it to him. I think I need to give it to him sometime soon. So that's what I want to do on Sunday. But the guy I sat across from, he's someone I had done an impromptu numbers with on, again, at the Molly's house for their New Year's Day gathering dinner. And that was when I did cards, numerology cards for everybody. And I think that was the first time he'd seen me do it. And he mentioned it again. And he's in finance. He said, you know, I said, I need to get together with you. Maybe I should have you over for dinner or lunch, and we can talk about some of the, or have clients. And I'm like, yeah.
Girl, let me tell you something. This is one of the reasons why with this radio show, podcast, whatever you want to call it, this is why I said we need to change the name to the Sum of You Show. There you go. There you go. And the look at that, you can't get more mainstream than the finance community, but they're all about numbers. People are fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And then you throw in a little, throw in a little juju, and it's all good. So that's great.
Yeah, well, I'm flattered by that because out of that group, he's the one I know the least.
But it's your worst.
Whenever we all go out to dinner,
Whenever
we go out to dinner, I usually end up sitting across from him,
right?
Because I know his fiance better, and I've done numbers for her before, but she's also a Cancer, so her birthday's in June, and at the end of June. And she tends to be a little more low-key about it, I think.
Well, she's more emotional, going to be more internal, He's probably going to be like, how is this going to affect my portfolio?
Yeah, she's also in banking. So it was just interesting because out of all the friends that Namali has, that she wanted to she's excited about whatever I do, and she's invited a few of them over for dinner, and we end up doing numbers, and like the two friends that she was looking at to think, I think this one is really going to get it. She thought that one of the friends who was at dinner last night was really going to get into it. This would be a few years ago when I first met them, but it was the other friend who's also like
know.
Hardcore scientist who was just all about it and just took to it right away. So I think it was interesting then to see her fiance now be like real into it. Like he was, so I enjoyed it. I mean, that's partly why. It was just we always took great restaurants. There's a restaurant I've been to before. And Namali had a great day, which is, you don't always get to see that. I think she's like, yeah, it was a good day. It was a Monday. It was a good day. So she's one of my friends who works at the CDC. There's a lot of turmoil there, but she just came in and was shining, was really happy. It was a fun day. Anyone who can handle, and as much traveling as she and her husband do, both for work and for family, I know the last few months has been really difficult for both of them, but I feel like she enters a 7-year as of her birthday yesterday. And I think it allows her that time, like she's ready to do some things for her and make some changes for herself. And she looked like she was ready for it. So she was wearing the 7 well already.
Wonderful.
But anyway, all right. Well, let's get
the call.
Let's get hello, caller.
Hello,
I think it's you, Margarita.
Good morning. Alisa and
it
Liz,
is.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, sweetheart.
Thank
how
you.
Are you?
I'm doing so good. And listening to the both of you this morning, it just touched my heart because everything that's going on it just made more sense for me and just calmed me because I don't know, it was a week ago or a couple of weeks ago, I had a meltdown. And it brought me right back to 5 years ago, and it was, and I said, "Why? What is all this going on?" And it wasn't me.
Thank
but,
you.
But and the relating part and the anger and everything, I needed to get angry to see it, and I needed to feel it, and then and it just kind of like. Within the day, the next day, everything kind of just changed. It just, everything shifted. And it was like, okay. But it's all one step, it's one step at a time. Everything that I'm doing is like, I'm not rushing it. I'm not holding it back. And I'm just enjoying it. There's so much. And the little things, I know people are calling in or are saying, you know, these miracles, and that miracles happen not all the time in a big way. It's just the little subtle
Absolutely.
Things.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to type in into the chat what happened. And I've been looking for a certain something. Good morning, Sophia. been looking for something for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to a Crest over here, and I'm going to go look down this one aisle. And it was just like it hit me. She's bringing me to this aisle. Here's this container, like a box that you can put wine in, a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because she liked to have wine. And just a little bit farther down was this container, had a cat on it. And I'm like, I just started laughing because I'm like, here it is. You know, these are the little things that I can't get enough of. I mean,
and those aren't little. You know, that's very it's profoundly
exactly.
significant.
Mm-hmm.
Energetically,
right.
It's huge.
Right.
It's
right.
profoundly, maybe to the Kardashians, but whose definition, you know, what
mm-hmm.
on what scale are we basing that on? And that's
mm-hmm.
just having that miracle gift
mm-hmm.
of operating on a frequency that's its own language. That's
mm-hmm.
really what it is, that you have enough wisdom and knowledge to be multilingual. Because it really is another
mm-hmm.
form of communication. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've had this since I can,
forever.
As far back as I can remember.
Of course.
Because I know my mother's mother, my grandmother, the only grandparent I ever knew, has always been, you know, showing me this and guiding me here.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm always saying, thank you. I mean, I can never say it enough. It's, you know,
right.
every time I see something, oh, wow, you know. And people, like, if they would ever know what's in my head, they would probably be like, what? Because I look at a tree with no leaves and think, wow, that is amazing. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
still growing.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, breathing. It's people don't understand certain things, and they don't have to. I mean, this is what
right.
I enjoy. This is, you know, that inside makes me grow, that makes me so fulfilled that it's, you know, I don't have to look for more, but they're showing me more, and I'm going, and I'm
right.
continuing, and it's just amazing. And I just thank you both, because this morning with the conversations about the card and your friend, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is exactly. I mean, most people go through this and they don't take it for granted. They just, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I feel sad for them because, you know, they're missing out.
Yeah, they have no idea what they're missing. It doesn't
exactly.
occur to that there's a whole
mm-hmm.
other, there's
mm-hmm.
so much more than the external world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so
yeah.
insane that the only way to get some sanity is to speak another language, is to explore
mm-hmm.
another universe, is to breathe into another dimension in terms of understanding that
mm-hmm.
We have so much
yeah.
more autonomy than we even realize in terms of our perception.
Mm-hmm.
And it always goes back to that.
Right. There is, like, sometimes, God, I have fairies that, like, will mess with me, or my husband. They will move things or take things or, you know, hide them. And I've lost a couple things, and I can't. They've hit them so well, I don't know where they are. But they're one. With the warmer weather we've had the bees and flies. Well, we had ladybugs, and there was a ladybug in the bedroom here, and I saw it at night. I didn't have the light on, so I turned the light on, and now I couldn't see it. So I went to get something to catch it. So I'm sitting in the bed, and I'm just waiting, and I'm figured, okay, I'll go back and do what I was doing. And I kind of glanced, and we have a ceiling fan with a light in the middle of our room, and I just noticed this little piece of, like, looked like dust, maybe, coming right down from the light. I was just going to let it go, and I looked up, and there it was. Like, okay, So those are the subtle things that,
right.
you know, I don't take for granted anymore.
Never.
Like, you know, they're giving me a hint. There it is, you know. It's just funny. But I wanted to say something else about, you were telling Elisa about the book, The Life-Changing Foods. Well, I had ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it on Saturday, and I read it Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have his first book. And I
oh, wow.
That. I took it on the cruise, actually. And I, going through it, and I looked at it, and I went through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it has where they have the conditions and the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'd looked at the picture, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, well, 100% of the time, the food I recognize and I already use.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't use it, it didn't even belong to me. It didn't, you know, something I didn't have to do. So it's kind of like I knew all along. It was kind of like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, either use more of it, use less of
exactly,
it, or you can do whatever.
Exactly, because it's so common. The foods
yes.
aren't these strange,
yes.
exotic, like go take a plane
no.
to Tibet and go foraging.
No.
It's like go to Whole Foods and it's easy.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I was so happy with it. So now I'm like marking pages and going to,
yep.
you know, make my list. And it's like a whole lot easier than some of these people that are saying, don't eat this or don't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, forget
and
that.
I was
yeah, he's
like,
so good. Yeah, he and I
yeah.
listened to his podcast also,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he's like, you know what? If you're not reacting to whatever, then you can include that. But if this is going on, then eliminate this and see how you feel. So it's
right.
very accessible,
mm-hmm.
very every day. And I have not radically changed my diet at all. I'm just so
mm-hmm.
mindful. The one thing that I do very diligently is I do celery and cucumber and ginger juice every morning religiously. That's what I do based on how beneficial it is. And I also will eat I have sleep issues, so I eat a date 2 hours before going to bed. I've noticed a difference. And also he suggests eating 3 dates before meditating. So I do that when I remember to do that. So little things, because they're so,
mm-hmm.
you know, you feel anxious, eat an apple, easy, you know.
Right.
And the recipes are simple. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, I'm so
yeah.
happy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's a great book. So,
it's beautiful.
You know, I might even pass it around. And
I don't think
actually,
it's one
I like
for
the
Kindle.
Pages because I can wipe them off.
it's beautiful.
Something.
Yeah, I think it's
yep.
the type of book,
yep.
right, like you're saying. It's a type of book,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying that to Elisa the other day. Like, it's the type of book, it's like, don't get the Kindle, don't get it for the phone. It's the type of book that you just kind of, you want, like, in the kitchen or on the coffee table. You just
right.
kind of want to touch it mm-hmm. and look at it and experience it. I think it loses something if there's like the electronic version. I think there's something
oh, yeah.
about the
mm-hmm.
and it's beautiful. It's just it's
yeah.
just beautiful to hold and to look at, and I think there's some energy there. I don't know. I could be reading into it.
There is. And
thank you.
He talked about. I mean, there's one thing. A lot of people, you know, if you go through their diet plans or whatever, don't take potatoes. Don't eat them. Well, he had a whole thing about it, and he actually said about putting a potato, like, in a bowl for so many days in your house to collect the energy. And I thought, no, I do that. I leave potatoes out. I didn't know why. So,
right.
you know,
right.
I mean, we've been doing some of this, and it was like, oh, God, no wonder, you know.
It's because it's all universal language. Another thing that,
mm-hmm.
that I do that I forgot that you just reminded me with the potatoes
mm-hmm.
is that to buy a bag of whole fresh cranberries and stick
mm-hmm.
them in a bowl and, you know, put your hands in them
oh,
or
yeah.
have the family look at it, whatever. And
mm-hmm.
I always have one on deck, boom, and it's mm-hmm. pretty.
Yeah.
So it's also that different application of food, too, like the having the potatoes out to absorb the
mm-hmm.
the energy, too. So anyway, oh, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Good.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So let's pull a message for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, definitely. I am ready. Absolutely. I'm ready when you guys are.
Hold on a minute. I'm excited about getting my book.
Hey, girl.
All right, here we go.
Pick.
Oh, interesting. Two-digit number, 42, and it says, if your body is crying out to get your attention, recognize, honor, and acknowledge this. Forgive yourself for any unconscious neglect and abuse. And we're talking about this book, and we're talking about, like I said earlier, not forgiveness because you did something terrible, but forgiveness as freedom. So, and it starts with if. So it's not saying your body is, but if, I think it's interesting that it's worded that way. If your body is crying out to get your attention, Elisa, recognize, honor, Liz.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. If your body is crying out to get your attention, recognize, honor, and acknowledge this. Forgive yourself for any unconscious neglect and abuse. 42. And I do have to say, and it's so funny because I don't know if I'm getting, if it's empathy pains or whatever, but ever since you mentioned the stuff with your stomach, I've been feeling like I have to really be mindful, like, of, not that I'm having digestive issues, but I'm feeling such a sensitivity in that area. But it could be for the same reason you are, just played out differently, because that's you and I in that area of the
right. Or it could be because today is, you know, a holiday and everybody's just going to overindulge.
But I think because Elisa's been talking about her stomach for a while, it's like I think I jumped up on that. I decided to, like, you know, join her in solidarity.
I was diagnosed, 13, 14 years ago with gastroparesis, which is a stomach issue, which means that I have a slow emptying stomach. It takes a longer period because it's blocked. So, and I've learned to, you know, what I could eat and what I can't eat. But it's still, you still have a flare up and everything else. So I think sometimes it's just learning over again, you know, redoing what you thought you could do, and maybe change it up or do something, you know what I mean?
Right.
So. Yeah. And that's something that we definitely talked about. I mean, I talked about on the show with, you know, where I'm living now, the fact that I'm really not cooking that much, you know, for myself. You know, I used to do that just pretty much, definitely, you know, breakfast and lunch I take care of, you know, just do whatever. And then dinner, honestly, usually I would go out to eat dinner because, you know, pretty social, but I would be out and do that, but not all the time. And even if I did do that, that would be usually lunch for the next day because I would never finish it. So, but now it's just, you know, it's a different style of eating. It's the types of foods that I, for the most part, it's similar. My aunt cooks just like my mom does. You know, we have a lot of the same dishes, but it's sort of a lot of the same, you know, dishes, and it's still the same thing with my mom. Like, she cooks like she has like 15 people in the family, you know, and we've never had 15 people staying, you know, in our immediate family. But even now she still cooks, she doesn't know how to cook for just two people. So, because she is definitely of that culture of, you know, you make a lot, you have leftovers, there's a lot of food. So you never go hungry, but then the food will go bad.
Right.
The food will go bad at some point because you're not going to be able to eat all of it. And even, you know, even my aunt here, you know, she gets tired of her own, you know, she's like, let's go out to eat. I'm like, we have all this food. Yeah, I want something different. I'm like, okay. You know, and I get it. I get it. But
you know,
vegetables have never been.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well,
You were to cook what you would eat on the day, you know, on certain days, and then eat what you know, your aunt would make, there's a difference, because even when my husband cooks on Sunday morning for breakfast, I wouldn't eat it because of, you know, what he makes. And then my stomach will, you know, tell me later. So, there, you know, I think it's kind of similar that, you know, you're eating something that somebody else is making and instead of what you would normally eat.
Well, it's a whole thing. If you listen to the show from Sunday,
the whole
conversation, we really dug in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sunday or Thursday.
Yeah.
But, you know, with your message, that 42, it's still about this ultimately self-love, because those numbers equal a 6. So it is about love and really supporting yourself and taking care of yourself. But those, that 4 and the 2 are saying, you know, we talk about 4 a lot lately. It's come up a lot where it's about this process and not taking shortcuts. And so in that sense, not shortcutting yourself. I just want to feel better. So what's our shortcut that we've been trained to look into? Is there like a pill or something you can take to make it go away? So this is actually paying attention. And I know that's the whole point of that message is, you know, if you're noticing something, not to make it like, oh, what's wrong with me, but just paying attention to your body, because it could mean you need a chiropractic adjustment. And that's it, you know, something is out of alignment and you can put it back into alignment. And that can be from your spine to your ways of thinking, the way you're talking about yourself, that kind of thing. I mean, it's quite a wide range, but just honoring that and instead of looking at, well, I got to make it go away, make the pain go away by just kind of putting a Band-Aid over it or doing something temporary, by honoring it and really looking into it and recognizing it as saying, you know, this is something that I can heal, that I, you know, not that I to fix, to be broken because it's broken, but to heal is something that I can really change. And it does take time. Like what the things that we're talking about, when you're learning more about the ways you've been fueling yourself, you know, or feeding yourself or nourishing yourself, when that becomes something different than I just got to eat a meal real quick because I'm hungry. that's the difference, is saying, I can eat something. So I'm not really going to go hungry, but I won't go hungry on like a physical level, but on a spiritual level, I need some type of nourishment. So the process is there, the 4 is there to say, you know, be aware about it, organize your thoughts, organize what you're actually feeling, and use the tools that you already have. And if you don't have it, like kind of like you have it, getting the book and realizing I'm already doing some of these things. Now you have just a little bit more knowledge behind why you were doing what you were doing. So that covers the 4. And the 2 is this, the nature of being supportive for yourself and being in partnership with your body and with your higher self, and saying, these are things that I'm paying attention to, things that you would easily do for another person because it makes you feel good. You see that the things that you're helping, or maybe they'll tell you, thank you for doing this. You know, like with Liz and her friend from the other day, just you listening and then saying, you know, this is also what I'm picking up on, or how about we try this? What about, you know, that's a conversation. And it's something that allowed the other person to look at the other options. It shows she was also receptive to hearing that information. So when we are able to do that with ourselves, and to be in that conversation with ourselves, there's so much that can come from that that is life changing, even if you don't view it that way. So at the time, you know, maybe in hindsight, like maybe 15 minutes later or 30 minutes later, like, oh, wow, yep. How about that? Good message. Very good message.
Yep. Well, thank you. That was amazing.
Good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. You guys. Okay. Both have a wonderful day.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
you so much. Love you guys.
Love you, baby.
Hey. Love
Love you, baby. Okay, anyway. Why not? Why not? Just mix it. Just want to make sure people are listening. Mixing it up on the LOA blend. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, girl.
Well, this whole time, Sophia has been, like, real playful. And I know she's a little off on when she kind of jumps up on things now. I mean, I've noticed that she's been hesitant the last few, I don't know how many months, but I've noticed that she's not as ambitious. And I know, she's an old cat. She's like 15 years old or whatever. She's been super playful. And normally when I do these shows, she wants to be like somewhere inconvenient near me.
Oh,
like,
she wants to run the control, get in the chat room.
Right. You know, or she just, I just want to rub. Like, yeah, you things are knocking over. she's been wanting to play. I bought a new stool for me to sit at my desk. My little desk in my room. So I don't want a big chair. I want to have a much smaller stool that I've had probably since I was a kid, high school or whatever. But that one, it's on the verge of being broken.
So we're upgrading. So what did you upgrade to?
Yeah, I bought a new stool, and that's exactly where she wants to sit.
She's like, I like new stuff too.
Like, maybe I should have gotten two stools, one for
right?
her.
One for her.
so, yeah, we have this little game because I've been doing the shows in my room. It's a little quieter, and I feel like, in a sense, that she can kind of hang out with me there. But, no, despite that, she still needs to be, like, exactly where I am.
Of course. She's like, don't be switching it up now. She goes, I am a senior citizen. I can do what the hell I want.
Pretty
damn it. She's stupid. She earned it. What is that?
I'm sitting on the bed and she is sitting on the stool.
Well, of course. Of course. That's pretty much what it's like, whether you are the parent of a pet or a parent of a human. That's pretty much
right.
Pretty much what happened. All of a sudden, it's like, wait, what happened? I didn't know that was part of the deal that I am in servitude. Okay. The Lord of the Manor. Okay. Anything else? Would you like your bath drawn now? Right. Oh my God.
Me very well.
They all do. My 11-year-old will hear me walk into the door. My coat's not even off, and I'm getting requests.
Right.
Can I have my dinner now? Meanwhile, it's like it's on the stove because I made it 9 o'clock this morning. Because when else was I gonna have time to make dinner? But whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I am. What am I doing today? I'm probably going to be meeting up with Anna later today, so we can just hang out for a little bit.
Good.
Yeah, I will. Oh, that's what I meant to tell you. Sunday, I got to hang out with her and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen them. I really hadn't seen them in at least 2 weeks,
Mm-hmm.
Anna called me. She's like, well, we're going to go to Stone Mountain Park. And through, I think mid-March, they have something called Snow Mountain, where they bring in, they manufacture this fake snow.
Right.
They pull water from the lake itself. There's a lake there, a huge lake. So they pull water from the lake. And Anna's like, I was reading up on it, trying to figure out how they do this to maintain it for as long as they do. But it's basically recycled water, like lake water.
Right.
And and so they have Snow Mountain is basically snow tubing. They have these lanes And you have an inner tube, and you go down this, you know, and it's a heavy duty kind of inner tube. And so you kind of go down these straight lanes, but you could totally, you know, hit a side and then spin around. Mm-hmm. And you can do it a single tube, or there's a double tube where there's no spinning whatsoever, but you just go down really fast. And then there's a family, like they call it Avalanche Alley, which starts from a very high point. You can see almost like a vertical drop, and you're going down in this huge inner tube with you know, at least it has to be, I think you can go up to six people in that one. So the youngest, Lily, really wanted something different. She's been wanting to go to either Snow Mountain or go snow tube, do something with the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday was actually a hot day. In Atlanta, it was like in the high 60s.
Oh, wow.
yeah. But yeah, and I didn't know how it was going to be, you know, with the fake snow. I didn't know. It was going to be probably a little cooler, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't that cold. So we had a blast. I didn't know if I was going to like it or not, you know, just my threshold for things like going to Six Flags or going on roller coaster rides. Not that that was what that was, but I could take it or leave it. More than likely would just leave it. Definitely with bigger roller coasters. I'm like, I've tried that a few times. Always does a number on my stomach, and it's not pretty. So I said, yeah, I'll go down at least once and see how it is, you know. But it was a lot of fun, and it was fun to see the kids, you know. Everyone's just like, you know, and as you know, you have to wait. I mean, it's good. The way you have to do it, you end up pulling your inner tube with this strap that's attached to it. So, you know, you kind of get to walk. You don't even get to walk up. It's a moving sidewalk, like an inclined sidewalk on a black belt, and you just have to kind of wait. And so it takes a long time, but it spaces everything out. So there's not this huge, you know, lineup of people just waiting. There's still going to be a little bit of a wait. But everyone's excited. All the kids are. But as you're waiting to, you know, you're waiting to be moved up to the point. You're seeing everyone go down, and a lot of people are like, just their shrieks of joy as they're going down, because you think, oh, no big deal. It seems pretty harmless, but you can go get some pretty high speeds. And then you think, but you know, you can't really steer it. You're just holding on. You can't really steer an inner tube. So if it hits a side, it's bumper cars, but you bump, and then that usually makes you turn around, either, you know, 180 or 360 or spins until you get to the end. So, you know, Jaden was just all about it. He just wanted to do that the entire time, but we finally did one family one. So it was all four of us. And, it was Lily wanted to do that again, but it took so long because just the weight that no one brings up. You know, we don't bring up this really heavy inner tube, but you have to wait for the machine to mechanically bring it back up. So it kind of takes the same slow process as everyone else who's on, you know, who's on the black belt moving up. It just takes a while. But yeah, I think when Anna bought the passes for that particular attraction, it's like good for, like, you have to make a reservation, and you have a 2-hour window of time. So I thought we were there for at least, you know, 5 hours, and it was like, it had only been 45 minutes because it's the same process of, you know, slide down the hill, then, you know, trudge back up and slide back, you know, and it seems like you spent all day. But we even took a break. I said, you know, I actually only had oatmeal this morning, so I'm actually kind of tired. I mean, I'm kind of hungry. So, you know, we stopped, and everyone was thirsty, so we stopped and had a little break to refuel. Got back. We still had 45 minutes left of our 2-hour reservation. I'm like, my God. So we did that. And then there's a different part of the park where you can just play in the snow. And they have this machine that, I guess, distributes the snow. And it shoots it out from this long tube. And everyone's like, oh, look, we should go in the snow. I'm like, no, that's probably going to hurt. Shooting out melted, you know, ice. And sure enough, you know, Jaden's like, yeah, it actually does kind of hurt. He's like, that's hail. That's not snow. That's hail. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that here for free, by the way.
Yeah. I know. Well, we in the South don't get that, you know, very often. So
no. And when you do, you shouldn't.
It was,
so it's too scary.
It was a fun day, and it was just good to see the kids, and
yeah,
you know, they have a lot of stuff happening at the house, so a lot of changes. So it was just good to relax for a little bit. And by the end of the, like, we got home, and I said, Anna, if you don't mind, I don't mind just going home, you know, and having dinner with you guys. But if you're okay with dropping me off later instead of like dropping me off to get my car and drive up, she's like, yeah, that's fine. So, but she's like, wow, it took them about 3 hours, but they are just worn out. They were like, oh, we're wet, we're tired, we're hungry.
That's great.
So I think I got home, and it was all I could do to get home. I was so tired.
That's a good tired.
I got
though.
Home, and it was good tired.
Yeah.
I think it was 9:30. And normally I'm like, oh, you know, I got some shows I usually watch. I'm like, no, I'm gonna go
That's
to bed.
Good. Get you back on that. Get you back on that sleep schedule that you need to get back on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good. That's the first step to lining everything up.
It was good because it was, you know, I was active.
Yeah.
You know, the kids were there. It was just a really fun environment.
Very healing.
Yeah. And then the next day, Monday. I knew, I'm going to have to go to the chiropractor.
Right.
Between, I hadn't gone in 3 weeks probably.
Right.
Between that, the massage, which was, you know, I had the massage on Friday, and my massage therapist said, yeah, you're really, really stiff. Especially, really you're stiff on both sides, but that right side is especially. So, you know, she was working on that, and I did feel a lot better after that, but to finally get the adjustment, he adjusted my neck, and I'm like, wow, snap, crackle,
good.
Pop in that neck. So I felt really good yesterday. I felt I got a lot of stuff done.
You're shifting.
You know, my aunt was with me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. It's
yeah.
all good. It's
so,
all, you know, course correcting itself, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see Anna later, definitely give her my love. And I'm sure you are also feeling much more clear about that you're not doing any, you're not in a, painted into a corner, and you're
right.
not hurting anybody, and nor are you consciously causing any sort of harm. And again, whatever brings you to the point of awareness to switch things up as a seeker, you know, some people are seekers, some people aren't. But some people have different styles in how they seek to learn, grow, evolve. So that's how I mean the term seeker. There are different ways to get us to that place. So
right.
then it turns the current situation, it takes you out of gloom and doom or hopelessness or listlessness or depression. I'm
mm-hmm.
not saying those are your symptoms. I'm just saying those are common things. Common feelings
right.
that can wash through somebody, and you can, and all of a sudden it can be elevated. Like, wow, this got me. This is what got me to here, because it's to the degree that it's going to get your attention. So if it's such a strong degree, it just shows you how much that you're ready for, as opposed to coming from a place of, oh, I thought I dealt with this already. Oh, no, not now again. Oh, it's all next level.
Right.
It's all next level. So it will be extreme, because you are at the place to receive at that extreme, which shows an extreme benefit. So then all of a sudden it converts itself into a state of harmony and balance. So right now it's feeling unbalanced, but in the waking up and in the seeking of how to manage it and to evolve from it, the benefit will exceed the pathway to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody wins.
Right.
Because people lead by how you shift and how you align your energy. People will be inspired by that. And sometimes inspiration takes on many different forms because, you know, getting triggered is inspiration turned inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like you get triggered, well, it just keeps it in that angry place because then that allows you, that justifies not moving forward. Well, I'm triggered and I'm angry, so I'm going to stay right here in this anger, or this anger triggered me, but I'm inspired to release it because I see that I'm strong enough to face some of these traumas or some of these issues that need to be resolved, or I really have to think about who is it that I really need to forgive because I can't live like this. It's like the message that we pulled for Marguerite.
Right. And that's interesting. You know, we've talked a lot about triggers, especially since the presidential election. That whole thing about triggers, and even now on my Facebook feed, when people are, I have some friends who, when they post some article or repost an article, they'll have like a trigger warning. And there's a part of me that I understand why that's being done. And yet there's not, you know, there's also a part of me, sort of like when I went to that Michigan Women's Festival and there was like, you know, a billion different places, like every campsite was segregated
by,
or we don't want no scents, like no aromatherapy candles, no smoking, this
no
has to be like our fragrance free zone.
Formula,
right.
Tangling. Girl, please.
And I mean, it was a little, and that was in like 2006 or whatever.
Can you imagine what it would be like now, 11 years later?
Well, yeah, I know. And actually, they stopped. That land is actually, I think is it up for sale?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, they don't have the festival anymore.
Well,
which is
just
sad. But
too many cooks in the kitchen.
There's that same mentality. So on the right, where they're talking about, a bunch of snowflakes, bunch of little snowflakes, and so even that term is used, like, you can't handle anything, and so I'm somewhere in the middle where I see why they would say that,
of course,
but then also it doesn't give. I don't think it should allow you to just to really be hurtful or
on either side. I have to say.
On either side, yes.
Yeah.
So I get that there's definitely a generation or two where because of the political correctness of our language, we decided, so it's like where that pendulum swings back, like, well, you can't just say that. You need to be able to say this so people won't throw rocks at you for saying it the way you said it, right? So I think that was where it swung in one direction for a reason, but now you have a generation of people who won't accept something if it's told, like, call a spade a spade. They can't handle it. They get caught up in the words. I think we all get caught up in the words, and I'm someone who loves words, so I understand that. So even as even if you have to preface everything, not like spoiler alert, we're going to give away the plot, but this is like, hey, this could probably, set you off. Like, wow, do we, I mean, I didn't think we needed to have those warnings, but apparently, you know, some people do. So
yeah.
Finding that middle road where, you know, where you're not going to be reduced to nothing because of a word, but also if you are careless with your words,
right,
that, you know, you still have consequences to deal with. I mean, I think the president's dealing with that. I think basically everyone on his staff in his cabinet.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Dealing
wait
with
till
that.
You see the latest little thing. You'll see it
mm-hmm.
about, I didn't mean to cut you off, but just this latest thing that has to do with Moby, the DJ electronic composer. Did you hear about that?
Mm.
Okay.
No.
I'm not on Facebook, but I got it on Twitter via Facebook. That's all I'll say. Anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, but if there's something kind like that I'm even talking about it, because, you know, I really stay away from the stuff. Yeah, but go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I was trying to get at was
right.
I find that I'm in that middle road because I know I have a lot of younger friends, especially those that I was an advisor to,
right?
At the college age, you know, with my service fraternity, and it wasn't just them. It was, I think that was just that culture, that generation where it would be like the parents, their parents who are closer to my age, if not a little bit older, but they're the parents who are like, you can't treat my kid this way, and so there's a pattern where the parents would try to do what they needed to do to kind of fight for their kids. And all the kids needed to do was just complain to the parents that, well, I didn't get the grade I wanted, or I didn't get into the fraternity, sorority, whatever organization I wanted because whatever. And a lot of times it's because they weren't following the rules. Like they weren't following and meeting the requirements. And they thought, well, maybe I could, I had something come up. So I, you know, I want some leeway. But if every kid's doing that, you know, the integrity of the group or the syllabus for the semester, it gets thrown out. Like if you wanted private tutoring, then that's different. But so there's something to be said for, you know, if you're having some rules set, maybe looking at is it really crazy? Is it really asking too much? Or are you all just being really lazy?
mm-hmm.
And no one wants to be told that, right? No one wants to go, you're just lazy. Because with kids, there are a lot of reasons why, they're given a lot of reasons why they couldn't do something. And at some point, maybe as a parent or the teacher or the person in charge, you have to set some standards. Like my dad was he was like really hard. He was a hard teacher for me. And I was like, Dad, I have a question about math, you know? And he's like, well, blah, blah, blah. He would speak over my head. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I have a feeling like if I had taken a class with him, he actually taught like college math at some, I don't know what branch of math he was teaching. He would fail people. And it wasn't because he was mean. He said, well, if they don't know, if they've shown to me that they don't know how to do these things, why would I promote them? You know, why would I move them up? They don't have a basic foundation. I can't promote them. They have to continue to learn. And, I, you know, as hard as that is to hear, you're like, well, you know, you're right. But does that, you know, so now I have to find a teacher that I can learn from, you know, because I couldn't learn from my dad. My dad was like, you don't understand these things. I'm like, yeah, and I guess you're not going to try to teach them to me, so I had to go somewhere else. I'll figure it out. But I understood what he was saying, because it's right. It's like you can't move on, at least in his eyes or in the eyes of whatever, you know, whatever you're trying to attain. Those are the rules. You don't have them all. You don't have at least percentage of it. Below this percentage, like the difference between a 69 and a 70 is, you know, you stay behind a year or you move up, you know. And I get it. So I think we're in an interesting transition. We're always in an interesting transition, but to get from that extreme of my way or the highway,
yeah.
And well, you can't say that. Yeah,
yeah.
That you have to figure out like where do you actually need to step up and where do you actually need to allow.
Right.
So, but I'll have to look into that. I'll have to look into the. Whatever's happening, you know, today.
Yeah, 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 it's It's yeah, you'll see. It's quite it just makes no sense that this electronic music DJ composer person is the one, and he said, "I'm saying this now, so that if anything comes out later, you this is what you this just know." And it's deep and it's crazy, and you'll see. And on that note, so if you guys need to get a hold of us, please. It's a little freaky, my freak. If you guys need to get a hold of us, yeah, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Wonderful conversation. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you. So that's Valentine enough. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Have a wonderful rest of the day. And until the next time, remember to... Follow the feeling
to you.
Love you, girl.
Love you. Take care.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.